Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Maar nou hier sy het gesels met Zanti Swanepoel. Sy is internationale spreker. Sy is die stichter van Babies Behind Bars projek. Sy is motiveerder, besigheidsvrou en dan ook voormalige mejuffrou Verenigde Nasies internationaal. So as jy nog nie weet hoe sy lyk nie, gaan Google haar sommer net, dan kyk jy hoe prachtig is Zanti Swanepoel. Goeiemôre.
Môre julle. Dankie vir daai enetjie hoor.
Dit is waar, ek weet nie so vroeg in die oggend hoe dit met jou gaan nie. Ek sê vandag was dit maar moeilik om myself reg te kry voor die spieël.
Verstaan jy nie. As ek my vir julle sê, ek sit hier so regtig, die betie gemake-up en die haartjies is mooi, dan gaan ek verskriklik jok.
Zanti, I take this as quite a privilege. I mean, it's a public holiday. I'm the only person here, which means she really did it all for me.
Ek het daarom gesorg dat ek nog ja, aanvaarbaar lyk my Zanti. Ons wil graag hoor eens weer eens dankie dat jy op 'n publieke vakansiedag saam met ons kuier hier op Kaapse Kansel. Wat druk op jou hart vandag? Waar gesels ons?
Weet jy wat, dit is punt 1 is dit vir my 'n groot voorreg en punt 2 wil ek saam met julle regtig net celebrate en die Here groot maak dat ons sy naam oor liggolwe mag groot maak en oor hom mag gesels en dat ons in 'n land is wat ons daai vryheid het. En mag ons dit nooit soos in Engels sê, maybe never take it for granted, because it's not a given. Maar ek wil vandag bietjie praat juist op Vryheidsdag, maar 'n ander perspektief, wat die Here net met my kom deel het, en ek net weer hierdie week so kom vastmaak het in my eie hart, nee. Maar ek wil vir jou vandag kom vry maak van die druk wat jy op jouself sit, luisteraar. Maar so mooi is daar in 1 Petrus 5 vers 6 staan en Breit weet al, ek het 'n Engelse Bybel, en daar staan, so be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you and he will promote you at the right time. Is dit nie so waar dat ons soms hierdie doelwitte het en ons het soms hierdie drome vir ons eie lewe, maar dan raak ons iemand wat ons nie eintlik is nie, omdat ons mense wil beïndruk. En hierdie skrif het my net weer teruggevat om te sê, weet jy wat, want jy kan tevrede wees met wie jy is. En jy hoef nie al hierdie dinge te doen om mense te beïndruk nie, want promosie kom van God af. Mag dit jou vry maak vanoggend. In Galasiërs 1 vers 10 staan daar, am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? If I was still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Julle, dis groot, groot woorde. Want jy sien, ons word groot in 'n wêreld wat sê, wat ry jy, wat kry jy en waar bly jy? En dan meet ons onsself aan daardie meetsnore. En ons kom elke keer tweede. Ons word met 'n minimum van 32,000 boodskappe 'n dag. Bewus en onbewustelik neem ons dit in, wat ons vertel dat ons is nie maar genoeg nie, nie mooi genoeg nie, nie oulik genoeg nie, nie slim genoeg nie, ons kort nog hierdie en ons kort nog dit. Ek wil vandag vir jou sê, ons is net aan God verantwoordbaar. En as hy tevrede is met my en jou, is ons waarlik vry. Vry van wat mense dink. En so mooi in Spreuke 29 vers 25 staan daar, the fear of man lies a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. Wil jy vandag in 'n snare wees, omdat jy mense vrees, of wil jy in God vertrou, waar jy beloof jy sal veilig wees? Ek los jy vandag met 'n story wat, ach, dis my so na in die hart, maar mag dit diep in jou hart vandag vasgemaak word, mag jy uit die story uit iets vat van wat jou waardes regtig is, en mag jy weet, dat as promosie van God afkom op die regte tyd, is daar geen mens wat in daardie pad kan staan nie. Maar dan moet ek en jy tevrede wees dat God op ons neerkyk en sê, jy is okay. Dit maak nie saak wat mense dink nie. Want dis die grootste tronk waarin mense vandag leef. En daarom kon mense soos Paulus in 'n tronk sit en waarlik vry wees. Because he was okay with God. En hy was nie bang vir mense nie. Groot ding. Los jy vandag met 'n story. There was once an emperor who had no children and needed to choose a successor. thousands of children from across the kingdom came to the palace and were surprised when the emperor exclaimed that he was going to choose one of them. He gave them all a seed. They were to go home to their villages, plant the seed in a pot, and tend for it for a year. When they return in a year, the emperor would judge their efforts and choose his successor. There was a boy named Ling who received his seed and returned to his village. His mother helped him choose a pot and put some soil into it. Ling watered his pot every day. Once a week, the children of the village would get together and compare their plants. After a few weeks, there were signs of life in all but Ling's pot. The weeks passed and Ling continued to water his pot every day. After a few months, the pot really came to life. Some had trees starting to grow, some had flowers, and some had leafy shrubs. Poor old Ling still had nothing growing in his pot, leading the other children to make fun of him. Ling continued to water his pot every day. A year passed, and it was time to return to the palace to show what they had grown and for the emperor to decide on his new heir. Ling was anxious as his pot still showed no signs of life. What if they punish me, Mom? They won't know that I've watered it every day. They'll think I'm lazy. But his mother looked at him in the eye and explained, whatever the consequences were, he had to return and show the emperor his barren pot. Ling and the other children entered the palace gates. By now, some of the plants were looking magnificent, and the children were wondering which one the emperor would choose. Ling was embarrassed, and other children looked at his lifeless pot and scoffed. The emperor came out and stared to make his way through the crowd, looking at many impressive trees, shrubs, and flowers that were on display. The boys all puffed their chests out and tried to look as regal as possible, hoping that they would be chosen as the heir to this empire. Then the emperor came to Ling. He looked at the pot, then he looked at Ling. What happened here? He asked. I watered the pot every day, sir, but nothing grew, Ling muttered nervously. Then the emperor moved on. After a few hours, the emperor finally finished his assessment, looking at all the wonderful grown plants. He stood in front of the children and congratulated them on their efforts. Clearly, some of you desperately want to be emperor and would do anything to make it happen. But there is one boy that I would like to point out as he came here with nothing. Ling, please come up here. Oh no, Ling thought. He slowly sauntered in front of the group holding his barren pot. The emperor held up the pot for all to see, and the other children laughed. Then the emperor continued, a year ago I gave you all a seed. I told you to go away, plant the seed, and return with your plant. The seeds that I gave you were all boiled until they were no longer viable and wouldn't grow. But I see in front of me thousands of plants and only one barren pot. He left them that day with the following message. Integrity and courage are more important values for leadership than proud displays.
Yeah.
So Ling, you will be my heir. Ek los jou vanoggend met die volgende skrif uit Matteus 6 vers 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward van jou Vader in heaven. Mag jy vandag bevry word van jouself. Mag ek bevry word van my begeerte om raak gesien te word deur mense. Mag ek okay wees deur net Abba Vader wat vir my sê. Vandag Zanti, sonder make-up, hare en 'n pony, net wie jy is vandag, is okay met my. Because promotion only comes from him. Amen.
Oh, dankie Zanti. Joh, wat 'n storie. Ek gaan daai nooit vergeet nie. En ek glo die wat saam luister ook nie. Jy moet 'n wonderlike dag hê. En ja, mag jy die vryheid hê om glad nie vandag te voel jy met gremering opsit nie. So geniet dit daar. Bly sommer in die Japon as jy nog daar is.
Fantasties. Ek gaan die dag uitkoop.
En dan sê, jy moet 'n heerlike dag hê. Bye.
Dankie julle tata.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.